Welcome to Torati Mecha Parsha with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shira Smiles. Today we'll be learning Parshat Tzav. Parshat Tzav begins with the Trumat Hadeshen taking out the ashes from the Korban Ola. It then moves into a Korban Mincha. Then we have at the end of Perek Vav the Korban Chatat. Perek Zayin begins with the Korban Asham and then the Korban Shlamim. And finally, in Perichet, we have the inauguration of the priests, of the Kohanim, the process that they went through in terms of putting on the special Big Day Kahuna, as well as the purification process that they had to go through, the Hazayah Sadam, the sprinkling of the blood, in order to prepare them for their special job to be the Kohanim, to be the priests serving in the Mishkan. The parsha begins with a very beautiful description, where the Chumash tells us that there should be an Eish Tamid to Kara L'Mizbeach Lo Tichbeh, that there has to be continuously a fire that is burnt on the Mizbeach, that Lo Tichbeh, that will never be put out. And that the Sfarim speak about is a model for our own lives, that we need to have that passion, that enthusiasm, that fire toward the Ribono Shel Olam in our avoda, in our service at all times. I'd like to focus in specifically today on the Korban Shlamim. The Korban Shlamim was brought, again, as we spoke about, it creates shalom between. Parts of it are on the Mizbeach, parts of it are eaten by the person, part by the Kohanim. Within the Korban Shlamim, the different types of peace offerings that are brought, famous one of the Korban Shlamim is referred to as the Korban Toda, the Thanksgiving offering. We know about the Korban Toda that it is unique. It has four types of flour offering. 10 are made of matzah, and the fourth is made of challah. And the difference with the Korban Tamid also is while the Shlamim can be eaten over a two-day period, the Korban Toda has to be eaten one day and one night. That's it. And the obvious question is, if you have so many loaves of bread, there are 10 of each type. So we're dealing with 10 types of flour, 10 types of matzah. We're dealing with like 40 loaves. And we have an entire animal that has to be consumed. Well, that's a lot of lamb chops to eat. How can you expect somebody in one day and one night to consume all of this? Even 2 days is difficult, but one day, it seems to be teaching us something very profound. And the Sfarim ask, what is it about the Korban Toda that has to be eaten so quickly? I'd like to share some of the answers that are brought down in the Sfarim. The classic one is that of the Netziv. The Netziv of Elazhin points out that the whole reason we bring a Korban Toda is to be able to give thanks to Hashem for something that transpired that was outside the realms of Teva. And therefore, when a miracle happens to a person, we want people to know about it. We want to share this miracle. We want to share the benevolence of the Ribono Shel Olam with other people. How do we ensure that this will happen? We tell the person, you have only one day and one night to eat all of this bread and all of this meat. That will force the person to gather their friends and family and to gather the people on the street and say, hey, I'm making a barbecue today. And they said, really, why? And then that gives them an opportunity to share what Ribono Shel Olam did, and that then is spreading the greatness of Hashem. Indeed, we today have the idea of Birkas HaGomel, to be able to say thank you to Hashem, HaGomel, that gave us this goodness beyond what we were deserving. And we know that the Birkas HaGomel has to be said with a minimum of a minion of 10 people. And again, the reason is we want to show and to publicly declare that goodness that Hashem did. And a minion is what we refer to as something which is public. A different approach is found in the Migdash HaLevi, Rav Dunner Zatzal, where he points out that our directive in life is Acharei Hashem Elokechem Teilechu, is to emulate the Ribono Shel Olam. Mahu Rachum Afata Rachum, as he is merciful, we should be as well. And obviously, if that is true in all areas of life, that we have to try to emulate Hashem and become godlike, al achos kama v'kama, how much more so? When Hashem does for us some type of kindness, some type of goodness, we also have to emulate in Hashem's ways. How are we able to emulate in Hashem's ways when goodness happened to us? So says Rav Dunner, it's by doing goodness to other people, by being able to invite other people to partake of this korban with us, with these 40 loaves of bread that we have to be able to eat within a very short amount of time, aside from this whole animal. So then you will invite people to your table. And among the people that you will invite, aside from your friends and family, will be poor people, will be people who are hungry. And in that way, you'll be able to emulate the Ribono Shel Olam. So the Migdash HaLevi is teaching us something very beautiful, that the whole idea of being here in this world is to find opportunities to be godlike. And here, when God has done, Ribono Shel Olam has done something so special for you and so out of the ordinary for you and has bestowed upon you this chesed, the response has to be bestow chesed on other people. How do we bestow chesed on others? We invite them to partake of the food. We invite them in for a meal. Just like to add on this idea, a very, very powerful insight of the Mishnah of Aaron Rav Aaron Cutler Zatzal, who explains that the kol tachlis habriya hi chesed. Really, the entire reason we're in on planet Earth is to do kindness for others. And this, he says, is the idea that more than the cow wants to nurse, the calf wants to feed. More than the calf wants to feed, the cow wants to nurse. Ki tachlito shel adam lo lekabel me'olam. The purpose of this world is not to receive, elo latef v'lashpia, but rather to give. This is the way we bring our Tselem Elohim, our divine image, to the fore. This is the reason we are created, to be able to be givers. And indeed, the Nefesh HaChaim writes this, his son quotes this, that the reason we are here is Lehetiv Lachrine, to give to others. The Korban Todah is a reminder to us. Look for opportunities how you can give to other people. Another approach is found in the writings of Neven Zal Shlifta, where he says, and he looks into the human psyche, and he notes that the human psyche is such that that which happens to us immediately, we respond to. We are overjoyed. We have that excitement and the passion. What happens a day later? A day later? Well, it happened yesterday. I'm happy. It's nice. But the excitement has waned. It's now more relegated to our seichel, to our mind, rather than to our regesh, to our heart. Hence, we only say Shechianu a few times a year. Because to really be able to say that bracha, you need to have the passion and the enthusiasm that you really feel this. So explains Rav Neven Zal, we therefore mandate a person to eat the Korban Shlamim only on that day and that night, because the next day their feeling of excitement and feelings of gratitude toward Hashem won't be at the same pitch as it was the day before. The final idea I'd like to share is a beautiful insight of the Chidushei Harim. The Chidushei Harim Zatzal says the following. He says, why do we only allow to eat it on that day? Why not the next day? Explains the Chidushei Harim, because the next day you'll have other things to thank Hashem for. The next day you will have other opportunities to bring another Korban Todah, because every day has its own miracles. Every day has its own expression of Hashem's love for us and Hashem's kindness for us. And therefore, by having to eat it only in one day and not allowing it to stay for the next day reminds us, focus on the blessings of today. Be conscious and aware of all the goodness that Hashem gives us. And my friends, we know that although we don't have the Korban Tamid in our lives today, We do have the Moda'ani every single morning to wake up with the mindset of today is the day that Kadosh Baruch Hu has given me with boundless opportunities. Thank you, Hashem, for the opportunities you're giving me. My mindset is open to be able to receive all this goodness from you today. And likewise, my friends, we daven in our Shmona Esrei 1, 2, 3 times a day, depending on how many times we daven. We say the tefillah of Modim Anachnu Lach, showing gratitude toward Hashem. And the Sfarim bring down that before saying Modim, pause for a few seconds, a moment, which is a long time, and think of the things that you're grateful for today. What were the special things that happened today that makes the day so special? What were those cherries on the cake that the Ribono Shel Olam gave you today? Appreciate it. And as well as appreciate the things that we take for granted, our family, our job, our ability to whatever it is. Thank Hashem. This is our mandate in life. The Korban Shlomim is every day. Have our antennas up for the ability to say thank you.